For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Christine Grenier, senior forward and captain from St. Leon, Manitoba, Canada. And first of all, Christine, congratulations on being named captain. What's it been like so far?
It's been awesome. The team's been doing so great. It's such an honor to be named captain, and we're just really excited for the year to get going.
The season is upon us. What are you most excited about?
Honestly, I'm excited just to take that plane on the way to Robert Morris and get that first game under our belts. It's been going so good with preseason, and now our first four practices have been under our belts, and we're starting to get going. I'm just excited to start the games.
Six new faces on this team. How have they adjusted to Beaver hockey?
Oh, they've adjusted so well. They're perfect for our mix of girls.
And a new coach. Lots of changes. What kind of style of coaching is he compared to Steve Sertich?
That's exciting, too, to have a new coach. He's bringing a lot of intensity for us and competitiveness out of everyone. It's a clean slate for everyone, so that's the biggest difference for this year.
And what kind of team goals has your team set? I know they just announced the WCHA preseason standings. They've got you pegged at 7. I know this Beaver squad so well after covering you guys for 8 years now that's not good enough. What kind of goals have you set for your team?
We've set some pretty hefty goals. Definitely being named at 7th for our polls is going to put some fire in our bellies because we don't want to end there. Our goal is to make the playoffs and to get as far as we can this year. 7th's not going to be good enough.
And what kind of personal goals for yourself have you set?
I just want to go out there and play as hard as I can, do the best I can with every game that I have left because there's not that many.
Senior year, can you believe how fast the time has flown?
Yeah, a lot too fast.
This last weekend, your team did some team bonding off of the ice. I ran into a couple of you gals while I was out and about grocery shopping and such, getting ready for a scavenger hunt. How did that go?
It went so well. We've been doing a lot of team bonding and team building games this year. We went camping, we did the scavenger hunt, and our coaches are a big part of that too because it's just getting us to gel so well together, which is showing up on the ice too.
I saw the pictures on Twitter. I had to laugh. Different teams, different names. Which team were you on?
I was on the team Harry Potter, Wingardium Gryffindor, Wingardium Leviosa. But no, it was fun. It was really fun.
So what was the craziest thing you had to find on the scavenger hunt?
The craziest thing we had to find was probably take a close-up of an animal or a dead animal. So it's probably the weirdest thing, too.
I'm trying to picture you girls out there trying to find roadkill.
Yeah, we were.
First road trip of the season. Obviously, more team bonding happens when you get on a plane and a bus and, you know, have to share rooms and such. What do you expect just from that part of the road trip?
Definitely the road trips and even any games will bring a team together. It just gels a team automatically. You want the same goal, you want the same thing. So, no, we're really excited, especially for the hotel, especially to get on the ice and just play.
And have you had a chance to see any film or watch anything from Robert Morris? Or how have you prepared for him?
Yeah, we've prepared with film that Robert Morris has had in the past since they obviously haven't played any games yet. And we're just going to try to take them as hard as we can.
Anything specific that your team's working on as you get ready for this weekend?
Since it's the starting of the year, we're mostly doing just our power play, penalty kills, forecheck, defensive play. We're working on tweaking just all those things. Just get ready.
And, of course, getting the lines all figured out, and especially for a new coach like Jim Scanlon, how much input have you and your teammates had on trying to pick lines?
We don't really have any input. We're going as hard as we can, just trying to show what we got, and we've got total trust in coach, and he's just going to put the lines together the way he wants them.
Christine, enjoy your senior year. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you on the plane.
Thank you.